neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
This brings about the Torah. It's a powerful mixture that we go through it three times a day, beginning of tefillah, end of tefillah in Shacharit and Mincha time. And there's a very, very powerful process that takes place in Shomayim about this matter. Even now that we don't bring the Retoret, as far as going through the Retoret, has the same effect. So now, one question is, as we see a few incidents in Torah Lushat, like at the time that there was a Megifa, time of Korach, so Moshabal of Shalom told Aharon, go and bring Retoret, and he canceled the decree. Why has such a force, such a powerful canceling the Gezerot? So now one insight, as you know, there were 11 mixtures, 10 smelled very good, one, Chalbena, it was not as good as smelling. So this mixture has to be brought in a special type of measurement as we go through it. In our tefillah. So now one point here is, we see Nataf Ushchelet Vehelbena. Nataf starts with Nun. Ushchelet, that is Shin. And then you have Helbena. So you have Nun, Shin, and a Het. So what do you get? Nahash. You get the Nahash. So here we see that Ketoret is able to cancel the force of the Nahash. So this term that is used in Zohar HaKadosh is called Nahash Kadmoni. Like we have the characters in the Torah, like Paro and so on. They were all feeded by the force of the Nahash. It's called the negative forces. So now, here, why do we need the Chelbena? What's the point of the Chelbena? Why do we have to have the Chelbena? The Gemara says any tefillah that the Poshe Yisrael is not joining, is not considered a tefillah. As we say in Kol Nidrei, when you start the night of Yom Kippurim, Hare Anachnu Mitpalelim Im Avaryanim. Remember? So we announced that, you know, we accepted the Avaryanim to pray with us. But why is this so important? To have the Avaryanim part of you. Why?
To get rid of the things that block our tefillah.
I know. What do you see Avaryan? Would you greet him or push him away?
Push him away.
Yes, but you're feeling about avarian, somebody that maybe is not doing the right thing. So you don't want him to sit next to you. You don't want him to come to your house. You don't want to deal with him. Would you?
No.
No? You don't want to, you know, have anything to do with him. But here you see, actually is all the way around.
So did him become complete?
Yes, but why? Why is it like this? Like, let's say tzibur. What is it, tzibur? Tzibur. What does tzibur mean? Tzibur. Yes. Tzibur is tzaddik, beinoni, and rasha. When you say the tzibur, it's rashi tzibur. Tzaddik is for tzaddikim. Bet is for beinonim. Resh is for?
Rasha.
That's the tzibur. It's the same concept. So now Zarathus comes and teaches us a very important thing. Like, let's say, you have the 10, the Chelbena you cannot find. What do you do? What have to do? What do you do? Now you have the 10, the one is missing. So what do you have to do? What do you do?
Go find the one.
Yeah, you go to Atari. Know what Atari is? No? Where they sell herbs. You call up and then the Kohen Gadol and who that is in charge, you have to go find it. No? Good. So that means you cannot skip the Chelbena. You have to have it. The bad smell, you have to have it. So now here, Zohar HaKadosh explains many times that in life, you're running into circumstances that is as terrible as a bad smell. So what do you do? What is your reaction toward these bad smelling circumstances?
You mix it with all the good.
It makes you upset. makes you unhappy. You feel terrible. Why do I need this bad smell for? But here's HaKadosh is teaching us, you have to go and put an ad in classified ads. Whoever that has a trouble, bring it to me. Help him out. So that's what exactly the whole message here is. That the bad smell has to be part of it. But why is it like this? Because who put such a beautiful smell in these 10 incense? Who? Who put this not good smell in this special herb? Who? So now if you like the 10 and you don't like the 1, so that means?
You don't like the
Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't like the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know what it is? It's a little bit scary, right? Because then you become selfish, you become picky, you know, only this. And that's the point that you have to realize, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yishtabach Shemo La'ad, his expectation from us is that to realize that there's something good in it. Rabbi Baal Shem Tov says a very beautiful thing. He says, if something exists, that means it's not all terrible. It has a spot of good in it. If something does not exist, it's all terrible. There's no need for it. So that means as long as you see it around, it has something good in it. This is spark. It's called nitzotz of the good is in it. So I have to go and look for it. You know, I'm sure you have heard, like let's say there's a glass half full. How do you look at it? How?
Empty.
Drink the water, forget the full around it.
Yeah? If you're not thirsty, what do you do? You look at it as half full or half empty? Half?
Empty.
But how you should look at it? Half full. But what's the remedy to be able to look at it as half full? What do you need to do?
Only look at the water.
No, but I see the glass here. It's half empty. But is there a way, is there a tip that I'll be able to look at it always half full?
That's all I need.
Yeah. No, no. Give me a tool. Teach me that I'll be able to look at it always half full.
Contentment.
How?
Have a contentment that this.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a moment that this is decided.
I know, but the fact of the matter is here, I'm looking at it, it's half empty. Huh? It's a beautiful remedy, and don't ever forget this. If you're short, you only see the half full. But if you're tall, you see the half empty. So when you're short, that's what you see.
In life, when you feel you're big, that means your expectation is not satisfied. So you say, oh, it's half empty. But if you're short, you say, no, that's all I deserve. Hashem gave me because he knows that is good for me. But if you make yourself tall, you're going to be big. So that's the tip.
When you become anav, become humble, become short, then anything that Ribbono Shel Olam, even the chelbena that he gives you, you're happy with it. Because you know it's from Ribbono Shel Olam. But if you become tall, Hashem yasu. In a big trouble. Because your expectation goes out of Shamayim. So no, this is not good. I want more. I'm not satisfied with this. This doesn't make me happy. But that's what the whole beautiful message here is. That you have to understand this chelbena, you cannot delete it. It's there and it's gonna be there and you have to deal with it. And you have to create these 10 beautiful forces to overcome it. You cannot delete it. It's part of it. It's missing. You cannot bring the retorted. The man that goes to Yericho is not going to stay. Hashem is like,
Koilan is Shomote, Hallel Ko Halleluko, Koilan is Shomon is Shomosheli, Koilan is Shomote, Hallel Ko Halleluko, Koilan is Shomon is Shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.